Remote doctor's visits have been a game changer in the pandemic, and telehealth is here to stay. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Telehealth, or remote doctor visits for non-emergency treatment, has spiked dramatically since the start of the pandemic. The American Medical Association is throwing its support behind legislation that would expand funding and reduce regulations on telehealth by letting anyone access telehealth services no matter where they are. And legislators on both sides of the aisle have called on congressional leaders to expand access. PwC's Health Research Institute put out a report late last year saying telehealth will be huge in 2021, but there are roadblocks, especially around equity. Karen Young is PwC's health industry's leader.
The number one issue, obviously, was they had technical issues. A lot of people feeling uncomfortable being on video. And certainly from a race perspective, we saw a lot of disparities with the Latinx and Black community not being comfortable on video. And so how do you get them to be more comfortable having a video conversation with their physician?
Right.
Also, you know, ongoing follow-up and care visits were down when you did use telehealth. So those ancillary services need to be worked out in order for this to be a sustainable platform.
What are the best ideas right now to address kind of just the fundamental discomfort, the camera shyness?
What we're seeing organizations focus on is, are they looking at somebody like themselves? Because they don't trust going to somebody that's not from their community. They don't trust going to somebody who might not look like them and be Black or Latinx. And so organizations are focused on that demographic to say, how do we get more people into positions of physicians and providers that individuals and consumers and patients will start to be more and more comfortable when they're looking at somebody that's like them?
Right. And certainly it's a lot of companies that are operating under this model, but I wonder, where do insurance companies fit in? Because I know that, you know, for example, they stopped covering copays kind of midway through the pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. And we would say that is probably one of the most significant challenges right now as far as reimbursement. And so we've got data that shows 52% would say reimbursement is one of the most significant elements of telehealth. And so to solve for reimbursement, you know, you're going to need policy, you're going to need support, whether it's governmental or commercial insurance. So the payers are going to have to come to the table along with the providers understanding the benefits of telehealth and the long-term care cost to an individual.
What about the tools that clinics and doctors and clinicians are using? In some cases, they're consumer tools, right? Like, are there privacy concerns for patients?
We often talk about the supply chain challenges that we saw because of the physical supply chain of getting PPE during this pandemic, scaling up for needs across medicines or even vaccines. And now organizations have quickly pivoted to what is their risk and governance and security around their virtual supply chain. And as they build out these platforms, have they, you know, taken all the necessary precautions to protect patient data, electronic health records, access? And certainly when you start to put a lot of these elements into the cloud, those risks are there and organizations are assessing their governance and their processes in and around those risks.
Karen Young is PwC's health industries leader. You can read their report and more about proposed legislation to expand telehealth at our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.